NASCAR is working to expand beyond its roots. Stock car racing dates back to Appalachian bootleggers who made sport out of outracing the cops. And that Southern white heritage still defines much of the fan base, but maybe not the fans of this NASCAR broadcast. NASCAR is courting Hispanics. ESPN's Spanish language channel began airing radio updates this month and will televise races next year. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports on an uphill race to reach a new audience.
Latino marketer Juan Tourneau moved from Guatemala to Texas 4 years ago and recently checked out a NASCAR race in Fort Worth. He says being in those stands was the first time in this country he actually felt like a minority.
It was very, very white. I joke that I would have been a dream job for a sharpshooter. I would have been easy to spot.
Still, Tourneau saw the potential. Sure, he says, some of the crowd waved Confederate flags that would certainly turn off African Americans. But as a Hispanic, they didn't bother him. And Tourneau thinks the typical NASCAR fan has a lot in common with the typical Latino immigrant.
The sense of family, the morally conservative values. There's so many common values among those two crowds, only that the people from NASCAR have not capitalized on that fact.
NASCAR estimates Hispanics are 9% of its fan base. To attract more, spokesman Ramsey Postone says the association's been handing out bilingual fan guides at Latino festivals and helping recruit minority drivers. Its Busch series recently added an annual race in Mexico City.
Once those cars get roaring and you hear the engines of 43 different cars coming by, it doesn't matter whether you're black or white or Hispanic or Asian. There's great excitement to that. And so that's the advantage we have. We get to sell that.
Of course, it's a tough sell if someone's never heard of NASCAR.
No, la conozco.
In a largely Mexican neighborhood outside Washington, D.C., person after person said they'd never even seen a car race. But 21-year-old Juan Carlos Balderas had caught something on the news about a Latino race car driver.
Sí, él corre ahí. Sí, sí, lo conozco.
The man he heard of is Juan Pablo Montoya, a dashing young Colombian who recently left Formula One for NASCAR. And NASCAR has high hopes he'll pull in more Hispanic fans. John Ackley teaches a course on the business of NASCAR at Virginia Commonwealth University.
What you may see, and my colleague and I have both talked about this, are we going to see some things written on the car in Spanish?
And how do you think that would go over with the traditional core fan base?
You know, I think you would find some areas where there might be some backlash, and you would find some areas where, hey, it's the way it is.
Juan Tourneau, the Latino marketer, is scouting for sponsors who might insist on reaching out to the Hispanic community.
And say, okay, Mr. Team, I want to sponsor your car. Here is the money. But part of the deal is I want a percentage of your crew to be Hispanic.
Then TV viewers could see Latino mechanics servicing those stock cars. And that's a role model Tourneau says could really win fans and even change careers. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.